Let us now continue with the rules of Shva Noch. The Shva, which ends a syllable and is softer than the Shva Noch. The most basic rule of Shva Noch is a Shva that follows a Tenua Ketana is a Shva Noch. Just as we had the rule of Gedoilah, which means after a Tenua Gedoilah, the Shva that follows is a Shva Noch. Similarly, the Shva that follows the Tenua Ketana is a Shva Noch. Some examples from Kriya Shema. The word Yisrael, the sin, has a Shva Noch. It is after a Chirik Katan, which is a Tenua Ketana. The word V'ohavto, the vase, has a Shva under it, and it comes after a Patach, which is a Tenua Ketana. You must pronounce it V'ohavto, putting the stress on the ta ending, because then it means you shall love Hashem. However, if you put the stress on the hey and you said ve'ohav ta, the meaning is a past and you loved. The vav at the beginning is a vav hamahapeches, and therefore the stress must be at the end. By putting the stress at the end, ve'ohav ta, it means you shall love. Naf shecha, the fei has a shiva. It is after a tenua ketana. Therefore, the fei has a shiva noch. Vishi nan tom, the second nun has a shiva. It comes after a tenua ketana. Therefore, it is vishi nan tom. Another rule. I'll only give you three rules, very simple rules. Number two, all shvaim that appear at the end of a word are nochim, even if the letter is degusha. Even two shvaim at the end of a word, they are both nochim. Examples of words ending in a shva. Shomart, ani shomarti, ata shomarta, at shomart. At, vayerd, vayesht. The third rule I would like to add over here is really an easy one, but listen carefully. Let me first give you the example and then the explanation. The words yogorti, as in the pasuk ki yogorti mipnei ha'af v'hachema. The word katainti, as in the pasuk katainti mikol hachasodim u'mikol ha'emes. The word togelna, as in v'togelna b'nois Yehuda. Notice where I put the main stress of the word. In katointi, it was on the tes, katointi. In yogurti, it was on the gimel. In togelna, it was on the gimel. In cases where the main stress of the word is right before the shva, as the pronunciation is, as I just said, yogurti, katointi, togelna, then the shva that follows is a shva noch. The rule of Gedoilah does not apply here. The rule of Gedoilah only applies when the main stress of the word is at the end of the word or after the shva. In the examples on the first recording, I mentioned words like hishomeru, where the stress is at the end. Hishamiru, Bisadecha, Shamiru, Vinasenu. There is another important category of shiva, which is a gray area, because there is a machlokes balei dikduk. There are differences of opinion as to whether certain types of shvaim are shvano or shvanoch. Look at the following words in Kriya Shema: uvchol, uvlechdecha, uvshachbecha, uvkumecha, ukchartom, uchsavtom, uvishorecha, ulaavdoi, uzchartem. All these words have something in common, and that is that the word begins with u, or u. Is the shva after an u or u sound at the beginning of a word a shva na or a shva noch? Since the u sound really should have been a v sound, a vav with a shva under it, and a word cannot begin with two consecutive shvaim, v, v, the vav was changed from v to u. There is a machlokes as to what type of shva this becomes as a result of this change. This topic requires a more lengthy discussion, but briefly, the shitas harishonim and the shitas hagro are that these shvaim are shvaim nochim, and therefore one says uv chol, uv lechtecha. We're going to leave out the next word just for the moment. Uv kumecha, uk shartom, uch savtom, uvish orecha, ul avdoi, uz chartem. The word uvshach becha is in a separate category, which we will discuss. So, as I mentioned, the shitas harishonim, the shitas hagra, is that these shvaim are shvaim nochim. The shitas harazo, Reb Shlomo Zalman Hena, is that these shvaim are shvaim noim, shvano. The art scroll siddur follows the shitas hagra, but other siddurim follow the shitas harazo. And the shitas harazo again is that they would all be shva no, and therefore the pronunciation would be uvichol, uvilechtecha, uvishachbecha, uvikumecha, ukishartam, uchisavtam, uvishorecha, ulla avdoi, uzichartem. Again, more will be said about the word uvishachbecha later on in the tape. Please note one more fact. A chatov, which we said is a combination of a shva and another tenua, whether it be chatov patach, chatov komatz, chatov segol, they all have a din of a shva no. A chatov is not a tenua in itself. It is a chatzi tenua, a half of a tenua, like a shva is a half of a tenua. Some examples from Kriya Shema. La'ahava. I did not say la'ahava. I said la'ahava. V'hishta chavisem. I did not say v'hishta chavisem. I said v'hishta chavisem. V'ho adamo. Avadtem mehiro, la avoiseichem, va asisem, va acharei, achareichem, achareihem. We conclude Kriya Shema by saying Hashem Elokeichem MS. The stress is on the mem, MS. The Gro has a famous vort, See if you can figure it out. He says, MS is sheker. Sheker is MS. Again, MS is sheker. Sheker is MS. Well, if you've figured it out, you know the meaning. MS, if you're going to put the main stress on the aleph, that is sheker. You cannot put the stress on the aleph because there is no segol under the aleph. There is a chat of segol. You cannot put a main stress under a chat of segol. So MS is sheker. Sheker, which I did pronounce correctly, that is MS. Because MS is the correct pronunciation. At this point, I'd just like to mention another few chazal before we get to part two, which are the questions and answers on Shvonah and Shvonach, a collection of questions that I've been asked over the years and the answers that go along with them. The Rambam states in the Pirsh HaMishnah of Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Vehavei Zohir b'mitzvah kalo kevachamura, Shetzorich li Zohir b'mitzvah kalo kemoi l'meidas l'shoin ha-kodesh, k'mitzvah chamura k'goin Pesach u'milo. One must be careful in the observance of a seemingly simple commandment as with a difficult one. Example: one must be careful in learning the Hebrew language, Lashon HaKodesh, as one must be careful with the Korban Pesach and Milah, circumcision. The Sifri in Parshas Ekev, Yud Aleph Tes, states, V'limad tem es b'neichem l'daber bom. What do we learn from that pasuk? Mikan omeru, kishetinoik maschil l'daber, Aviv midaber imoy b'lishoyin ha-kodesh o'malamedoy Torah. The Meral Miprag states, Mitzvah g'daylo lahargil es b'noy l'lamedoy l'shoyin ha-kodesh v'dikduk ha-loshoyin k'moy she'osu kadmoynenu. There are some powerful words from the Prima Godim. The Baal Pri Megodim, Rabbi Yosef Tuumim, Be'igrosoi Hamafursemes, Bahagdomosoi, states, Lishoinenu, Lishoin HaKodesh, Kim'at Chas V'Shaloim Nishtakach Bizman Hazeh, V'habachurim Asher Oimrim, Ki Cherpo Lohem Lilmoid B'Yeshiva, Parsho Chumosh Imrashi, V'Kapitel B'Neviyim Uksuvim. Lu chachamu yaskilu hayu laimdim ze rishayna uvetanach ein lo shum yidiya lishayna kodesh munach bekeren zavis ve'im shegam ani ein li yidiya meruba anus ani kiloi hayali shum melameid al ze bechemlas Hashem olai Nisoirarti me'atzmi v'lamadti kitzasim hatalmidim ma shechonani Hashem. The next track will be the questions and answers solely on the topic of Shvonah and Shvonach.